Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, today coming in kind of last minute, given the fact of what's going on. We are going to only do a half an hour of health and wellness today. That's why you did not hear the normal health and wellness intro, because we're only going to do that till 3:30, and then we'll get right into what's going on in our world today. So, Andy, thanks for joining me in such short notice as well.
No problem.
And right off the bat, we will just come out and say, and we'll get this out of the way, you may or may not agree with me, but I personally, I know Andy agrees with me, condemn everything that's happening in Washington, D.C. at the moment. I am totally against what's going on. Some of you may disagree with me. We'll talk about it later in the show, but is not the right way to handle things.
You're talking about the violence?
Yes.
100% condemn it.
Now, I don't know who all's involved. It could be Antifa, could be BLM, could be some super radical right-wing guys. It could be all of the above. I don't know. Either way, it's not right.
You know, John, we're not going to know until they bust some people, arrest them, and then we go over their social media accounts, their voting record, that kind of thing. You don't know, because they had a picture of one guy waving a Trump flag.
Right.
But he was dressed all in black, and he looked like an Antifa guy.
Correct.
So you don't know.
No, we do not. And again, I want to make sure that I'm clear on that. All I'm saying is what is going on is not the way it should be done.
No.
I also will say this, and I've read enough of social media, you know, this afternoon to say this. I do feel like there are those that are, you know, conservative, you know, right-wing Trump supporters, and I love you, and I get it, and I love Trump as well. I do wish we would have handled all of this even leading up to this differently. Those are some of the things that we will talk about in the show today. But I also know, as I was going to finish up there, I do know that some of you out there are in a way, maybe not supporting, but not condemning what's happening right now in Washington, D.C., and I think that's a mistake on our part. We should all be condemning it.
Oh, yeah.
Period.
But you and I have condemned any violent intents by the right all along.
From day one.
Yes,
and we'll continue to.
It's nothing new.
Yep. All right, yesterday's impossible question. We'll get right to this. During December, 14% of households had this tacked up on their refrigerator. I never would have guessed this, by the way, because I've never done this. A credit card bill.
That makes no sense. Wait. I can see why. Because you're showing what you're doing is you're telling the people in the family, look at how much you're charging.
I guess, yeah. Potentially.
I mean, I've never had to do that.
I've never done that.
I'm grasping at straws. Why would you do that?
A reminder, I guess. I don't know.
Put up pictures your kids draw.
Anyways, 14% do that. Today's impossible question. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. 38% of us say this is the hardest part of getting healthy. What is it? We'll talk to Dr. Julie about this in a few minutes as well. 38% of us say this is the hardest part of getting healthy. What is it?
You know, I'm going to say eating right. I know a lot of people would say exercise.
I agree with you,
committing
by the way.
Committing to exercise, no, but I would say eating right.
I think a lot of people substitute exercise for not eating right.
Yes, doesn't work.
In other words, they say, well, hey, I can have that, you know, donut or cookie or whatever it happens to be because I'm working out tonight or I worked out this morning or whatever the case may be. In the reality, that doesn't negate eating bad.
No.
So I agree with you.
You know, honestly, John, it's just and it's crazy because one takes effort, the other does not. It is actually much harder to not eat something that tastes really good and comforts me during hard times than it is work out and get on the life step.
Well, you are 1,000% correct. Fully agree. I will find out if that's the answer tomorrow.
I say that to my shame.
Good answer. So Dr. Julie should be joining us in a moment. Let's do this. Michael Bailey, Law and Mobile Estate Planning is next. Michael was just on, as he is every Wednesday from 2:30 to 3 o'clock. And you can ask questions to Michael directly, by the way, by just giving him a phone call. He is our mobile estate planner. 720 394 800-926-8887 or again, find him at klzradio.com.
Your estate plan may have big tax implications for your loved ones. Schedule a free consultation now with KLZ's mobile estate planner, Michael Bailey. Recent changes in the tax law, like the SECURE Act, have already impacted passing on your IRA. Because of today's relatively low tax rates, you need to meet with Michael Bailey now so you can set up your plan before things might change again. Make some wise moves before things change again. KLZradio.com/estate.
All right, we are Novus Auto Glass is next. And at Novus, they want to make sure that you see clearly, and they do that by making sure that your windshield is in top working order. What I mean by working order is there a crack? Does it need fixed? They can fix up to a crack. Sometimes it's up to a foot long, depending upon where it is and how soon you get to see them. If it gets so bad that they need to replace the windshield, they can do that as well and even calibrate the vehicle with that new windshield after the installation. It's Novus Auto Glass. Find them at rushtoreason.com/Novus. It's N-O-V-U-S.
Novus means innovate. And as the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
All right, folks, Barber's Foods, where as you prepare for this upcoming year, 2021, keep in mind you can stock the freezer or you can buy just as much as you need to in a weekly, monthly basis, and you can do that all at Barber's Foods. So literally, you can buy as much as you want or as little as you want. They've got it packaged up however you want to buy from them, and they know where all of their products come from. They are locally grown, they are locally owned, and they know all of the farmers that make the meat happen. Go to barbersfoods.com today. Again, it's Barber's with an S, barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949. For over 50 years, the Barber's family raised the last of Colorado-grown turkeys on a turkey farm in Broomfield. And today, the Barber's family distributes high-quality, natural, local, and organic proteins from animals raised on family farms. They personally know all their producers, so whether you're buying beef, bison, pork, or poultry, they know where it's coming from and the family who raises the animals with care and respect. Place your order now at barbersfoods.com or call 303-466-7338. Pick up your order at the Denver warehouse located at I-70 and Brighton Boulevard near the National Western Center. Or for those in the Denver metro area, Barber's Foods will deliver direct. Colorado-sourced bison, organic grass-fed beef, USDA prime beef, purebred Wagyu, slow-raised non-GMO Duroc pork, free-range chicken, non-GMO turkeys, and more. Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native, owned and operated. Barbersfoods.com.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, myself, Andy Pate, Dr. Julie Marchio joining us now. Dr. Julie, how are you today?
Good. How are all of you?
We're doing well in spite of everything going on. We're okay.
We're hanging in there.
Yeah, we're doing well.
Good. It's so crazy here, to be honest with you. I don't even know what's going on. I mean, that is, so we're focused on health here.
Yes, we're going to focus on health. That's exactly why we have you here.
But Dr. Julie, since you didn't call in last week, everybody got my diet advice for an entire show. And so now a week later, all of our listeners are fatter. Many of them can't get into their own cars.
It's all your fault.
So you got to fix this.
You know, I want to hear a replay of that show. Because I bet that was a heck of an advice show.
It's awesome.
It's a good one to not listen to.
All right. So speaking of, a lot of folks, Dr. Julie, this time of the year especially, make resolutions. They either want to They either want to make themselves feel better, you know, they want to get well, they want to lose weight, they want a combination of those two. We know this is the time of the year people talk about getting back in the gym, exercising, eating right, all these different things. Give us some tips on how that happens and how you guys at Ascent can help with any of those goals.
Well, we always start, it depends what the goal is, but if it's weight loss, it's very hard, even after 35, to just say, oh, you know what, I'm just going to make some positive changes and start going to the gym and lose 20 pounds. I mean, the odds are, honestly, that's just not going to happen. So weight loss is about food. It's about what you put in, and then it's about exercise. And so exercise is important, and exercise is necessary, but most of the time, people make up for their exercise with the wrong food choices and then don't get the results that they want and then end up giving up. So we start just we use a lot of different directions based on the goals that patients have, but the biggest program we use is our weight loss program, and it's successful. Patients lose between 17 and 35 pounds. Then they feel like, oh my gosh, okay, I invested in myself. I've lost this weight. Now I'm going to start going to the gym. Now I feel motivated to do these things. Whereas if you spend 6 or 8 weeks and you lose 5 pounds, the odds are you're probably going to give up for the rest of the year. I mean, it's just too daunting to have that little of success with that much effort. And so having a lot of success with a directed program has been for us where we've seen people stick to and keep the weight off.
Hey, Dr. Julie, I want to ask you about the big setback. And what I mean is this. First of all, everybody out there, if you want to lose weight, please call Dr. Julie. She's going to guide you on the healthy way to do that and keep it off. But here's the big thing that I keep hearing from people. I started with my New Year's resolution, and I did well for 1 month, 2 months, maybe even 3 months. But something always happened. Some kind of setback always happened, derailed them, and then that was it. They couldn't get back on the track. What's common?
Well, and so I think that's super common because it's so challenging to get 3 months in and have only lost 10 pounds if you need to lose 30. And so it becomes exhausting. There's a great book and a great article. It's called Decision Fatigue. And they just get fatigued of making that same, what feels like a deprivation decision over and over and over again. And so we try and reframe also what they're doing in, you're not denying yourself or depriving yourself or making it feel like deprivation. What you're doing is you're nourishing yourself in a different way. And nourishing yourself in this way helps you make a lifestyle change instead of a short-term, I'm going to go to the gym, and then you just get worn out by having to every day make this decision to not have instead of to have and nourish. And I think that's one of the big mindset changes that's important to remember or to start with when you start a different food system or a diet or a weight loss plan. It's what you are doing, not what you can't have or do.
You know, Dr. Julie, we are all hooked on food. It's the first thing we turn to when things are rough. And how do you get people hooked on success? I mean, do you basically tell them, look, do my plan, work with me on this, I'll work with you, and check back with me in 2 to 4 weeks, go through whatever it takes to stay on it, and let's see how much happier you are. Let's see how much healthier you are. And let's see if you ever want to go back from that. I mean, how do you get them hooked on success?
Because we create a lot of accountability and a lot of check-ins and base touches. And so the thing that why people are successful here is because we have a lot of accountability where we're in relationship with them. And that's why people, honestly, it's just hard to do it on your own because the day gets long or it gets exhausting or your kids need something or something happens at work. And then it's like, well, I'm just going to do this and I'll do better tomorrow. But if you know you have to check in and be accountable at 6 a.m. when you need to send me that what happened yesterday text, that accountability lends itself to, gosh, I had a bad day, but maybe I'll drink a glass of water because tomorrow morning I have to check in with this program and text Dr. Julie. And if I have to text her that I gained 3 pounds because I had a bad day, that's going to suck. And so I'm going to do a good job. It's accountability. Mm-hmm. It really is. It's having that partner, that person, that encourager that says, nope, you can do this. We're going to get back on this. I know you had a rough day. Let's have an appointment or let's have a reset button. And that's what makes it successful, because we don't have them come in and check in with them 2 to 6 weeks later. We check in with them the next day and the day after that. And we're very in touch. And sometimes it gets hard to be that in touch for both, I think, the client and the doctor's office, but that's what breeds success. And then they send more patients because they don't have to come back.
Right. No. And by the way, what you just said on the accountability side of the fence, we all know that whether it's, you know, an exercise program, eating right, losing weight, you know, getting ourselves on track spiritually speaking, you name it, whatever it happens to be, Dr. Julie, we know that accountability really is the key. And I want to be careful how I say this, because I've been there, so I know how a lot of this works. But the people that are around us, as much as we love them and they love us, because of that love and care, not saying that you guys as an office and yourself don't care for the patients, Dr. Julie, so don't take this in that way. But what I mean is, sometimes when we're that close to individuals, they don't make the best accountability partners. Am I saying that correctly?
True, because we just kind of let them fudge, because we know that we're in touch with their experience and maybe the stressful day that they had.
Right.
And so, but it's also consistency. I mean, there's a ton of consistency surrounding how we teach nutrition, how we teach weight loss, how we teach new habits. And there's a ton of consistency around that.
Okay, well, here's a quick question, though, because you're right. With the accountability, people can come to you, and you're an expert. You're not just a friend. You're an expert,
right?
And you can guide them through it all, and it makes them do better knowing they got to come to you. But what about when they fall off the wagon? What do you do for them then?
So sometimes, and there's that embarrassment factor. So if I haven't heard from someone in a while, I'll check in and I'll say, hey, what's going on? And either they're like, yeah, that didn't go so well, so I didn't want to text you. And I tell them, that's exactly when you should text me, because
right.
That's why you pay me.
Right.
That's why you pay me. I fall off the wagon, the same thing happens to me. And so those are the times when you want to reach out and say, man, I really have blown it for the last 2 weeks. What do I need to do to get back on track? And just have that person that you know has the tools to get you back on track. And so sure, that happens, but it's reaching back out.
The other thing that I found too with having somebody like yourself, and you know, you in particular, Dr. Julie, being there, and I think this is something that, you know, you help the patients with, and I will remind those future patients that are hopefully listening right now, that when you're in that accountability partnership with somebody like yourself, the other side of it as well is, hey, Dr. Julie, I know in 2 weeks I have such and such an event coming up. Now, I don't want to not go to the event, and I don't want to be the stick in the mud at the event. So how can you help me prior to the event get through the event, so once the event is over, I don't feel like I fell off the wagon?
Yeah, thank you. You know, I forget about all of these aspects of it, and I appreciate you pointing that out. Yeah, that's true. That's that conversation, that relationship, that, hey, this is coming up, what do I do? And then you learn about yourself, and the next time an event comes up, you know what to do because you've had that education or that piece. And so it's really learning as much about yourself and how to manage it as it is about what the nutrition or what the body's doing. But yeah, I appreciate pointing that out. That's so true.
Yeah, just keeping that open dialogue, you know, back and forth. And by the way, for everybody listening, we're not saying that you've got to get on the phone every day for an hour and have this conversation, because frankly, right. Dr. Julie doesn't have that time, nor do you. I mean, we're talking, Dr. Julie, these are typically really quick emails or text messages that can go back and forth,
yeah.
And you can really get a lot of things handled in a very quick manner. We're not talking about some burdensome, you know, accountability thing where, you know, you're filling out form after form after form. We're just talking really
right. Quick
check-ins back and forth on a daily basis.
Yes. Absolutely. Just a quick check-in to say, hey, how's it going? What's happening?
Yeah, because my biggest thing is I don't want people to think that, oh, you know, it's already going to be burdensome enough trying to take this weight off, and now I've got to watch what I eat and exercise right and do all these things, and now I got to fill all this stuff out and talk to Dr. Julie every day. And no, folks, it's not. That's not what we're saying. But there is an accountability factor here, and I just know as somebody that has done this over, you know, over time, Dr. Julie, that you will not. And I'll just say this: I shouldn't say you will not. That's a blanket statement. The majority will not lose weight without an accountability partner.
I have to agree, myself included.
Yes.
Like my mom and I right now are doing a little reset button. And myself included, having someone that I have to get up tomorrow and be accountable to her, I'll be darned if I'm going to fail in front of my mom.
That's right. So, well said.
You know, that's one of the big things. I know a lot of people feel, hey, it's easy. I'm going to go on Nutrisystem. I'm going to go on Jenny Craig. I'm going to go on whatever. You know, and Weight Watchers has some support, but honestly, I don't
Not
like
this.
The structure.
They don't.
No, they don't. Here's the thing. Those packages and packaged meals don't talk back. They don't hold you accountable.
Well, they
have,
don't teach
they
you
have
how
no
to eat
soul.
Either. And they
okay?
don't teach you.
They don't teach you. They really don't. I mean, they got some value. Don't get me wrong.
Yes, I'm not saying that right.
But they do not guide you. When you are trying to literally change the construct of your body,
right?
Either to lose weight or to get healthy in so many other ways, deal with pain, I'm sorry. You need a coach, not a package.
That's right. Well said. Speaking of.
You.
No, yeah. And speaking of Dr. Julie, I know as we head into 2021, you and I talked about this today, you have the ability as we head into 2021 and help people really get started off eating right, being healthy, losing weight, whatever it happens to be. You've got some great deals that you can actually provide people. They just need to call you, and you've got some really great, just some percentages off. Let's just say it that way. So, folks, I don't want to make a blanket statement, and I know Julie doesn't either, because it really depends on what you're looking to do. But she will work with you and give you the right deal and make it worth your while. Am I right in saying that?
Right. Yeah. In January, especially for weight loss, we try and do 25 or 30% off, which can be up to, you know, a very good chunk of that to help people start that success right at the beginning of the year and maintain it through the rest of the year.
Perfect.
So
perfect. All right. How do they get a hold of you, Dr. Julie?
Thank you. Oh, 303-343-8800.
All right.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week, Dr. Julie. Thank you so much. And yes, a 25-30% off discount. That is really big. That's at Ascent Health Center right now. And again, call Dr. Julie, 303-343-8800.
Dr. Julie Marchial of Ascent Health Center has dedicated her life to helping you feel well because your health impacts every other area of your life. Think about what matters most to you, the goals you want to achieve tomorrow, next year, in the next 10 years. It will be harder to achieve those goals if you don't feel well. You won't be as effective at home or at work unless your body has the energy and vitality it needs. Dr. Julie of Ascent Health Center wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. And she believes that you will be more effective at the things that matter to you when you feel well. That's why it's so important to take care of your health. And that's why Dr. Julie has developed an actionable plan to help you feel well. All you need is a willingness to change. Set up a consultation. Tell Dr. Julie you're ready to make a change, and she will handle the rest. Find Ascent Health Center in Denver and Inglewood now at rushtoreason.com.
All right, let's do this. Gino's Auto Service is next, and vehicles. Yes, vehicles. One of those things that you need to go from A to B. It's very important to keep it up and running. In fact, the better you do at maintenance, the longer it will last, the more money you save. And most people don't think about it that way. They hate spending money on the car, but frankly, the opposite is true. If you spend money on the car, keep it maintained, it lasts longer. And like I said a moment ago, you save money. That's what happens. That's how it works at Geno's. 303-794-6700. Or again, find them at ginosautoservice.com. And that's Geno's with a J.
Start the new year right by taking advantage of Geno's Napa Legend and AAA Premium Battery Sale. Did you know car batteries typically last just 3 to 5 years? There is no reason to get stuck with a bad battery when you can stop in at Geno's for a free battery check. And while you're there, you can take advantage of Geno's free multi-point inspection. We'll evaluate your vehicle, looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Geno's is also having a sale on genuine Napa starters and alternators. We are big believers in catching problems before they start. which is why we do our best to make your life easier by offering loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't miss a beat this year. Geno's is continuing to service Larry's Automotive customers through Napa Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done before Larry's closed. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at genosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
These indeed are times that try men's souls. January 6, 2021 is a historic day in the story of America. Kim Munson here. Thursday, senior editor and co-founder of the Epic Times, Dr. Dana Chang joins me. Dr. Chang is in Washington, D.C. this week and will share the latest regarding the 2020 presidential election. Dr. Joe Vecchio, healthcare policy expert, updates us on the COVID-19 Wuhan virus vaccine and the new UK coronavirus mutation. Stay informed Thursday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. By the way, lines are open, 303-477-5600. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and we will now end Health and Wellness Wednesday and head into what's happening across the country, specifically in our nation's capital.
Yes.
And we are now also starting to see some pictures and things come through. And again, I cannot verify any of this, so please don't hold me to any of this. But we are seeing some things come through that would indicate that some of what's gone on with the protests are not all just, you know, actual hardcore right-wing Trump supporters. There could very well be, and time will tell, but a blend of BLM and Antifa scattered throughout that, even in a way agitating what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, you got the guy.
It's dispersing as we speak anyways.
Right. You got the guy with the picture. It looks like there's a hammer and sickle in the back of his hand. I can't really tell, though. It's not close enough to really tell.
No, there's another picture of a guy that's been known to be in some other BLM parades and protests and so on that was actually there. In fact, there's previous photographs of the individual from previous protests that was also at this one. So, again, folks, we don't know exactly. All we're saying is we are condemning any form of violence whatsoever, especially, I want to add this to this as well, especially over what's going on right now.
Yes, absolutely. This
is not like we've had, you know, stormtroopers rounding up guns and, you know, taking away your Second Amendment rights or rounding up your kids because you own guns. I mean, this is not what's happening. We're talking about a change of power in our nation's capital that some folks don't necessarily agree with what's going on. But the reality is our side did not do a good enough job in proving that there was enough fraud to stop this election from going forward. So the reality is it is what it is. Am I right?
It is what it is. And you are right. I will say this, though, John. Here's one difference. Never before has a political party made it clear that not only do they want to win, but that their number one goal is to create a one-party nation. They want to, they want to stack the courts, stack the Senate, stack the Electoral College, stack the deck going forward and make it into a one-party state. Now, that doesn't justify violence, and I don't know anybody who thinks it does, but I can understand how that obviously creates a whole different level of desperation in the losers than we've ever seen before. No one's ever faced that before.
Okay. Ken, you're up next, sir. What's going on?
Yeah, John. I just picked up on you guys here on my way home, and I agree with what you're saying about, the BLM activists. From what I was on a pretty reliable website earlier, and they were showing actual footage of everything. The people that initially climbed those steps to the Senate Capitol were Trump supporters, from what I understand. But then they were quickly infiltrated by a group of, I'm going to call them BLM supporters right now. And they just worked their way up to the head of the line, up by the door. And you can see them smashing in the windows. And the telling thing about all this was what they were wearing. I mean, it was exactly like what they were wearing in Seattle.
Right.
Helmets, body armor. They broke the window with a shield. I mean, it was very, very telling. And so I believe that you know we're gonna see that that's gonna play out here pretty soon. Another little quick incidental was this was kind of breaking news, but regarding the election in Georgia last night, Rudy Giuliani, it just came out recently, and they said they caught Dominion red-handed stealing that election. And I don't have any more information on that right now, but this should be pretty dried and cut from what I understand. So this thing is just a total mess right now.
Well, and what I will say to that, Ken, and not to argue with Rudy or Jenna Ellis or anybody that's actually on that team, you know, trying to move those things forward, but I'm going to be a little bit devil's advocate and actually really, really disappointed that if this stuff exists, you know, why haven't we seen it before? Why has it been made public? Why have we not, you know, taken that to the courts? And what are we dinking around with?
Well, here's the answer to that, John. There's two issues here. There's an issue of fraud, which none of the courts wanted to take. And then there's another issue of legality. Okay, so Pennsylvania and many other states, Wisconsin and Michigan, I guess, they were told to shut off the election or the ballots coming in at a certain time, and they did. And they received well over 200,000 to 300,000 ballots who will actually cast the election towards Trump. I mean, we're talking about legality. They broke the law. Okay, so that has to go to the U.S. Supreme Court to get that figured out. But, you know, just to
But I mean, after today, isn't that a little right now, isn't that too little too late at this point? I guess I'm being devil's advocate, not trying to, you know, argue or say you're wrong, Kim, but my point is, even if you're right, so what? Yeah. What happens next? The election's over as of today. It's a done deal. What happens next?
Well, I don't know, John. I all I'm saying is, you know.
I mean, I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing. I think we've been robbed of an election, but I also think it's too little, too late. And you know, it's like calling the referees cheaters after the game is over and the Super Bowl's won. I mean, it's a little, too late at that point.
Well, it is, but boy, doesn't it really just smack of just the corruption involved in this? I mean, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, but, you know, no offense, Ken. It's been that way. This isn't the first election issue we've had in this country since this country was formed. I mean, no offense, but we have fought this crap for, you know, probably every election. Just we don't know all the inner workings. We've probably been paying more attention to it this time around than we ever have. But it's not like we're new to this. I mean, I feel like the Republican Party and Trump himself even has literally been asleep at the wheel through this entire election. I know I'm sounding harsh on Trump, but good grief, Ken. Are we that blind?
I guess so, John. I don't know. I mean, you
get where I'm coming from? I mean, it's one thing to stand up there, have rhetoric, talk about all this stuff, but, you know, there's that old saying, are we going to talk or are we going to act and make something actually happen of it?
Yeah. Well, I guess the bottom line out of all this, John, is a lesson to be learned is the fact that I never realized how deeply this swamp is. I never realized that the entire city of Washington, D.C., almost is in the swamp.
That's not shocking to me. I think it's been in the swamp for 100 years plus. So to me, that's not any kind of an eye opener. Here's where we, and we'll talk more about this through the next, you know, 2.5 hours here, but and perfect call, by the way, Ken, so you're starting us off great. I appreciate it. But here's my frustration, even with our own party. We know it was going to be this way. We won in 2016 because The left was asleep at the wheel. We did what we needed to do. Trump knew exactly where he needed to go for the electoral votes. He did a great job there. He won that election. Boom, done, handled. We won 2016. And the other side whined for the following 4 years. Now, we shift to 2020. The left, in this particular case, was not asleep at the wheel. In fact, they did a very good job and had a very good machine that was set in motion a very long time ago to make sure they did not lose this election in 2020. Where were we?
All right. Yeah.
You know, I will, if I may say one thing, though, in our defense, John, I think a lot of us did know that they were going to cheat. We did know how they were going to cheat. But they are so entrenched in so many positions of power.
I agree.
We literally couldn't stop the steal. We couldn't do it.
Well,
they have too much power. They have too many judges. They have too many, they have too many corrupt politicians at all levels. They own big tech. They block us every time we put out a story on everything. They literally stop us from getting the word out, and they stop us from moving the cases up.
Agree. Now, okay. I also will say this, Ken, Andy, both, since Ken, you're still here. I do believe one of the mistakes Trump made early on, I talked about this with my dad even earlier this morning. Part of the problem, Ken, with Trump is he started too late in draining the swamp. He should have gone in there on day one,
yep,
cleaned house, got rid of the majority of staff and high-ranking positions across the board and replaced with those individuals with people that he could trust. Jeff Sessions was a total disappointment. Barr has been a total disappointment. So far, no offense, but Trump has not done very well when it comes to picking certain individuals in certain offices.
And that'll be his legacy.
And by the way, that cost him the election.
Yeah, I agree 100%. He, Trump is the kind of a guy that, you know, he'll give you enough rope to hang yourself. He trusts people. He's a good man. And unfortunately,
agree, by the way,
good men and innocent people usually end up, you know, taking it in the shorts. And he just made some poor choices on these people.
I like you, Ken. Know? I like him. I respect him. I like him probably more than most Republicans even do, because some of what he says, I don't care if he's brash. I don't care about all those things. I know that he says things a lot of times that individuals don't like, but he gets the job done. And at the end of the day, we're still in better shape today than we were 4 years ago. And I'll give him credit for that. Where I will, though, take credit away is what I just said a moment ago about when he first got into office, what he should have done. And the other thing I'm going to take away from him that I think he didn't do correctly is these last 2 years, but the last year specifically, he should have changed some of his rhetoric and marketed himself better to the middle. And at that, he failed.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and that goes to the point that, you know, he never really was a politician, so to speak. He's a good businessman.
But Ken, I want to stop you there for a second. Let me stop you. As a good businessman, he should have known what I just said. I, as a businessman, know what I just said. He's a better businessman than me. He should have known that.
He did not know his market. Okay, as a businessman, you should know your market. I always talk about the country is in thirds, left, right, middle. When you play to your third, you alienate the other two thirds.
And that's what he did.
And that is what he did.
Yes.
He played to his third. He enraged the far third and turned them into quite a machine, and he alienated the middle third.
And
ultimately,
and
Donald Trump brought about this loss, even though he really did win, and it was stolen.
I get it, but
he made it stealable.
But, yeah, knowing all of that, and I believe everything Andy just said, Ken, is correct. Knowing all of that, if Trump would have won both thirds and had two thirds, we wouldn't be having this conversation today.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, and another thing I'll mention regarding this swamp deal that we're experiencing is, and one of the reasons that none of these courts would take this thing up is because they're all enveloped in this swamp. And what I mean by that is all these senators have all been bought out by big corporations,
yep,
and now China is buying them,
yep,
out. China right now, John, they're buying our universities.
Yes.
They're buying our farmland.
Yes.
Our
oil companies, on down the line we go, Ken. No, it's not just one industry. It's every sector.
And we're not in a good situation. And these senators, they just sat back and did nothing because to them, you know.
Well, actually, Ken, I'm going to correct you there for a second. Actually, they did do something by not doing something.
Well,
they're lining their own pockets on our dime. So in a way, yes, they are doing something, getting filthy rich while the rest of us pay the bill.
Yeah, and I just want to, you know, God bless the founding fathers. they wrote one of the best pieces of paper in the Constitution that has ever been written in the history of man. The only thing that they were deficient in was the understanding that the Constitution was written for moral men.
Yes.
And now that we no longer have that aspect anymore,
right?
We're on our own.
Well, so I'll leave it at that. Well said, Ken. Good call. I appreciate it very much. Anybody else? Lines are open, 303-477-5600. Andy and I will be right back. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next. And at Extreme, they want to help you out with all of your vehicle needs, including tires, especially tires. They sell you tires at their cost. Cooper Tires. Great deal, by the way. Go to ExtremeAutoRepair.com, 303-841-1071, or better yet, find them at KLZRadio.com.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong. Extreme Auto Repair will honor your service contract. Unlike most independent shops, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership's service contract. Promises kept.
Golden Eagle Financial, and as we head into 2021 with a lot of the uncertainties that are out there, one thing that you need to be certain of is your own financial future. That's where Al Smith comes into play. Call Al today, find him at klzradio.com or 303-744-1128.
Saving for retirement is not the same thing as having a retirement plan. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, helps people near and in retirement who have already saved up the money they need, but who haven't really thought about what comes next. You wouldn't hop in the car for a two-week vacation with no destination in mind. You wouldn't hire a new employee without a job description. You shouldn't retire without a clear idea about how you're going to collect the money you've been diligently saving all your adult life. As soon as you retire, your focus shifts from saving money to making money last. Your risk tolerance changes. You need a financial advisor who specializes in wealth preservation, not wealth accumulation. Set up a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money, and Al Smith will help you create a plan. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes behind the window. And John, you know, one big problem, one big weakness of Trump is that he was a great businessman.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I mean. In the world of business, you know this. You never have to win 51% of the market. You are selling to the people who like your product. You play to the people who like your product. Every Saturday morning, you talk cars with people who like cars, okay? And Trump is very good at playing to his group. You do that in politics, and you do that for 2 to 4 years.
You're done.
You are going to create fatigue.
That's right. You're done. Yeah. I fully agree. Laura, you're up. What's going on?
Hi. I'm an older lady, so maybe I'm just confused. But all of a sudden, I'm reading comments and hearing things. It's like, we put up with all this. The voting didn't work, and now they're the bad guys for going to D.C. It seems like our side is damned if we do and damned if we don't.
Well, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with folks going to D.C.
No.
I am one that fully believes in the right to, you know, peacefully assemble, peacefully protest, do whatever you want to do. Where I have an issue with it, and I'm not blaming anybody yet because I don't know what factions did what, where, why, how, and so on, Laura, but I am against people breaking down the doors of the Capitol, breaking windows, going into the floor of the assembly, you know, the Senate assembly, you know, things along those lines. That is not, period, ever the way we do things and how we handle the rule of law in this country. I don't care what side it is.
I just don't understand how do we, if they are really corrupt and they're doing all these illegal things, and the voting, the legal ways aren't working, what would Thomas Jefferson do?
Well, I think what Thomas Jefferson would say, Laura, is where's the proof of everything you just said? Even I, as a talk show host, am asking that same question. Rudy, Jenna Ellis, Sidney Powell, where's these smoking guns? Where's this proof you all have? Because so far, Laura, no one, including myself, has seen it. I've seen little bits of pieces on social media and on certain websites and so on. But where is this ultimate smoking gun that the election was completely stolen?
But, John, wouldn't you agree that wouldn't it be a good thing if they were at least allowed to have their 10 days to do an audit of the election like Ted Cruz is asking?
Hello?
Go ahead, Laura.
Oh, I was just going to say they keep each other protected by blackmailing each other by their pedophilia devil worshiping, you know. So, of course, it's not going to all come to light because they all have dirt on each other. You know, money can only buy so much, but blackmail can really do a lot.
Won't deny that. Laura, thanks. I appreciate the call. Again, folks, I don't know. And I don't know all of the inner workings of all of that. And I will never say that everyone inside of Washington, D.C., is a pedophile, because I don't know who is and who isn't. Those things typically will come to light over time anyways, and
well,
those folks that are involved in that will. But is there a lot of payola that goes on in Washington? Absolutely.
I think she was using hyperbole as a generalization.
I agree.
In other words, so many of them are corrupt in so many ways.
I will not disagree with that.
Yeah, and you know, and she makes a point. A lot of them are compromised.
Yes.
And, you know, as our previous caller said, a lot of them are compromised by Chinese money. A lot
yes.
of them are compromised by personal ethics.
And lobbyists and on down the line
we
go.
And lobbyists and so forth. But here's the bottom line. We have to start looking at ourselves and stop just looking at the Democrats cheat. Because I'm totally fine. I love the rally idea in Washington. I love, you know, the rally here. I'm all for all of that. Guys, make yourselves heard.
Right.
And by the way, I totally agree. We should have had a full investigation. And the one thing that really angers me with the evidence, I John, think we've seen a lot more than bits and pieces. But I think we need all those assembled into one presentation before the Supreme Court. We're not going to get it. And that is frustrating. I don't understand why something as big as an election, with that many pieces of information, why we cannot simply spend some time and present it before the Supreme Court. What, are they too busy? I mean, do they have something more important to talk about? Why can't we simply allow our side to go and present it?
I guess I'm confused. I thought that's what Sidney Powell, Giuliani, and Jenna Ellis were doing.
No, they haven't gotten between. They've been shut down and stopped from going to the Supreme Court. They've never made it to the highest court in the land where it would matter.
Pat is next. Pat, welcome.
Yeah, you guys were just talking, though, about. You were talking about how Trump has misplayed all of this to his base. And then, you know,
he's actually played very well to his base. He has not played well to the middle.
Right. But then somebody then said, yes, but it's probably probable that the election was stolen.
I think it was. No, Pat, I believe it was stolen.
That.
No, let me hear me out. What I'm saying is we as Republicans and conservatives pretty much knew going into this what we were going to be up against, which means if you know you're the team on the field that's going to be a disadvantage with the referees, for example, and you know you're going to have to play that much better to win the game, to overcome the zebras that are on the field as well, then don't you have to play a better game than the other team to win? That's all I'm saying, Pat. We did not do that well enough.
Okay, but wait. By saying that the election was stolen from Trump and that legitimately he got a majority of the vote.
He didn't get enough majority is my point.
No. Pat, I've never felt he got a majority. I felt that he got enough in certain states to win those states. And here are simple things. We are just a couple guys looking at numbers. Let me give you one, okay? There were 19 counties that are called bellwether counties that had correctly chosen the presidential winner every year since 1980. he won 18 out of the 19 by an average of double figures, an average.
I know.
To lose. Okay, and this then, and then, oh, let me finish, almost done, almost done.
We
okay.
got 2 minutes, you got to hurry.
Yeah, but I'm almost done. And then you've got, how did he lose? In basically four cities in the middle of the night, they shut down voting and piles of votes come in all for one candidate almost entirely. That's the stuff we look at and say, gee, it looks like a steal. Go ahead.
You're proving, but you're proving my point. Because you can't say, on one hand, that he did not play well even to the independent middle, when in reality the four states or the four big cities that you're saying where the election was stolen are only from the one-third that he never played to. You can't say that. He did play to the far right, and he did play to the middle, which is why he won in a landslide. Except
he didn't win in a landslide, Pat. That's his words. Those are words from even conservatives. But the numbers, and even if you go in and do some of the things Andy just said, don't prove it's a landslide.
Yeah, I don't see a landslide.
There's no landslide there, Pat.
No.
You just said he won the bellwether states and that he
counties.
Lost because of
counties,
voter
not states,
fraud,
counties.
Counties, but he lost because of voter fraud in Democrats' cities.
And I do believe that the numbers, obviously, I can't look at the evidence. I don't have it. I do believe the numbers would indicate that. However, Pat, the reason that they were close enough to where they could cheat their way to victory is largely that he didn't play well in the middle. And the that's not just me. The polling shows he didn't play well in the middle, and he was up against an incredibly weak and corrupt opponent.
Pat, we talked about this even before the election. I did numerous times where he really failed. He failed miserably with suburban women.
Oh yeah,
miserably. If he would have had the suburban women vote, we wouldn't have this conversation today. He did not win that vote.
Yeah, no cheating would have been enough.
No, it wouldn't have mattered. He would have won hand over fist. He didn't win that. That's what I mean by he didn't play well to the middle. He didn't play well in that area at all. I'm not being critical. I'm just being honest.
No, we can agree to disagree.
Pat, thanks. I got to run to break. We'll have to disagree or agree to disagree. Folks, he didn't. Those of you that love Trump, I love Trump as well.
But I also love him.
As a coach, and what I do on a daily basis is coach businesses and point out faults so we can fix them, move on, and make the business successful. That's what I want to do with our country and the Republican Party. I want to make us successful by pointing out the things we didn't do well. I'm not going to say we did everything well when we didn't, because we didn't.
Never have you counseled a business by saying blame your opponents.
All right, Pure Force Chevrolet is coming up next. You want to buy a newer used car or truck, that is the place to go. Again, find them at purefoicechevrolet.com in Fort Lupton. That, not much of a drive, by the way. 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purefoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoicechevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, two more hours coming your way. Don't worry, myself, Andy, will be back. Richard Battle's going to join us top of the hour. We'll take a little bit of a breather and just talk about 2021 and goal setting and things along those lines and kind of get us back down to an even keel here where we can, you know, talk about things moving forward. Because the reality is 2021 is still going to happen and life goes on.
Yep.
And it's not the end of the line. And we'll talk about some of that. But we'll also get back into some of the election things and our feelings on why we are where we are. And I, by the way, feel like that's our duty to do so. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.